from
is
here, because those are too far away.
Can you see the chicks? Can you see them there?
There's some more over there, yeah.
But the wind is that way, so you can hear them. There's none here.
Now, open the, we've got a gate this time. Well, it's the first time we've done that this year.
It's been too wet.
Yeah.
No, it's still too wet. That's a bit okay.
What size shoes are you wearing? Four?
No, five and a half or six.
Oh, right. Because I was trying to buy another pair of wellies.
Yeah.
That's pleasant, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Size five, I wonder if that would be.
No, it's too small. Had to be six, I think.
This is the old, to the left is the old schoolhouse, Fiona. You know, near a church they used to have the old school.
Ah.
And this is the Carleton Court Village School. And they've got a wind vane with a witch on top.
With a witch?
Yeah, on a broomstick.
North, south, east and west. That's the road now.
Now these are rooks, Fiona. And they're all together in the rookery.
What sort of nest they make?
No.
They tend to make nests that are about as big as that.
Oh, wow.
And they're made of lots of twigs and sticks.
Yeah.
They're quite prickly, sort of, nests on the outside.
So that things don't want to go in.
No, that's probably mainly to attack. They don't make it strong, it's really windy and that. They've got
to. Oh, it's got to withstand it, yeah.
Yeah, and then the inside they probably line it with soft stuff. But there's some of the birds just make it out of very soft stuff if they're going to put it in a safe place, like in a protected hedge or something like that. But they're putting theirs right at the top of the tree, so they've got to be extra robust from the wind. Little wheel sign. Daffodils. Oh, the water's cleared that, Maya.
Sorry?
The flooding's cleared that.
Mm. Cleared what?
The reeds. The reeds are blocking this.
Maybe
a cyclist go past in about 30 seconds.
Look at how many.
Man and a woman cyclist. There's a lot more women taking up cycling this year.
Yeah. After the Olympics, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's also to do with the clothing. The clothing is a bit more becoming now for women. Post and an electric post, and here it's got a big number on it, 43. 3CR.
Oh.
So they know.
If it was broken, they could find it, I suppose.
Identification.
I remember you showing me lampposts when I was little, because some of them had a ticking clock in then. They probably don't anymore, but...
Yeah, they're probably quite electronic ones now. Those are the old days of mechanical.
Yeah. Because I was very small then, that was in Shrewsbury.
Yeah, we used to go from... Find out which ones made the noise.
Yeah. I remember that when we used to go for walks near the near our house.
I wonder if you can guess what this was.
Oh, I don't know.
It's made from old cast iron. It's got a bit rusty.
What is it?
Oh, I can hear a little sheep, a little lamb.
Oh. It's got a handle on it.
Yeah, it's a water.
Oh, like a pump thing.
Can we just go and see the little lambs? They're just through there. I just heard one. Did you, Fiona?
No, I didn't hear it yet.
It's just through there. They won't take them.
Is this still working, Mum?
Yep.
I don't want to miss the lambs.
Why shouldn't it be working?
If the battery ran out. Yeah. I've got another one in my pocket. Oh, so it's part of a water pump, that metal thing?
Yes, it's not used anymore. It's just left as a sort of old relic. Bit of interest for the village, just sort of look at, bound by the old water pump. Of course, that was the centre of the village in some times, wasn't it? Mm. Just the only water you could get, this thing.
Yeah.
Go there and they give you water. Imagine if you wanted to get a cup of water, some water, and you have to go to the tap to one of those every time.
Yeah.
Or have your own well, you have to wind it up.
Unless it was a wind up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very lucky with water, really, aren't we? Oh, what was that? Not sheep.
Just go up to that path, Stuart, and then if you can't make them. I don't know.
We have to climb over this.
This is diagonally, Fiona. It goes off to your right instead of being straight across.
What?
To the left. That's it.
That way?
No, to your right.
You can find it.
To your left now. That's
blimey, that's a bit of a thing.
It's a tricky one, this one.
Yeah.
It's a bit wonky.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's a wonky, wonky one. Wee, wonky. Look at the front of it here.
Are you trying to...
A tree that's
fallen.
It's been let to rot.
Did you nearly fall over again then when you got down from there?
The trip.
Yeah. Well, they won't yet, it's only March.
Barely March. It can't be bare.
Yeah, it could be a cold walk.
Right, well,
we
better go. No point in doing
it. False alarm, false alarm.
What thing?
It pulls this thing along.
Oh, is that? It's like a wheel for something.
Yes, lots of wheels.
Is that a plough?
No.
No, what is it?
It's a roller.
Oh.
It's very heavy and it's a clod crusher.
Punch it again, Fiona.
It's a clod crusher.
Hang on, my hair's all in my face as well. Wait a minute. Oh dear, it won't move out of my face.
Yeah, the other way around,
it might. No, it's alright. So you stay there where you work, because then I can get you in it. Hang on a minute, sorry.
You've broken it.
Fiona, you know what this is really called?
What?
A sod crusher.
Is it? I can think of a few candidates for that, yeah.
That's the other end.
Oh. So it goes all so it's way quite long. Ouch.
So it's big enough. So it's a small one.